Y unir a Sarape. My papa, el mero jefe, the chief, spent his remaining years gnarled, bent over under the membrillo tree. His left hand firmly held his Coors beer, while his right hand swatted flies trying to steal his cerveza. He was convinced of this. Sinvergüenza, moscas locas, he would shout, while the sun glinted off his metal walker. Hard to imagine that once he rode bareback, flying free, a carefree child who lost his childhood working in the Chino mines. Now an old man in his early 60s, a beaten man who carries his dead 20-year-old son in his heart. And here he is, with only las moscas locas to console him. Occasionally, he looks up to see the radiant vision of his holy albino wife busy in her kitchen, with her hands swollen with grief, clanging pots, flirting with sorrow's gaze. The hunger rumbles in his panza. Like a starving man, he enters her blessed kitchen, wanting her touch. If only he could make her blue eyes sparkle and dance again. What would he give to hear that angelic voice of hers singing her precious Mexican corridos? To offer him a cool glass of water for his blistering lips. Honey, I went to see the doctor today. ¿Qué te dijo el doctor? He said, Mr. Leyva, you need a zarape. Pero ¿cómo que te dijo eso? That's what he said. Mr. Leyva, you need zarape. Well, maybe what he was trying to say was therapy. In a blinding flash, she recalled how her precious golden son was created, temporarily forgetting her tormented heart, always wondering if he cried for his mama after he was shot in Vietnam and died. A hidden monsoon laughter bounced out of her once sad blue eyes, and for once, after a drought of darkness, embracing, they tumble into the warmth of light. Thank you.